The Third Man, written and read by Peter Mandelson. Alongside Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, I helped to found the modernising project that became New Labour and to win the party an unprecedented 3 terms in government. I was not just a witness to, but a participant in, the highs and the lows of those years, and the remarkable bond that linked Tony, Gordon and me was at the heart of all that we achieved and failed to achieve. When I decided to call this book The Third Man, it was not out of feigned modesty. No matter how influential each of us was in the creation and achievements of New Labour, there is an obvious distinction between us. Tony, and then Gordon, became leader of our party and Prime Minister of our country. By contrast, my influence was exercised largely behind the scenes, sometimes even in the shadows. Another reason why the title's echo of Graham Greene's story of post-war Vienna seemed appropriate. I first met Tony and Gordon in 1985 when I started work as Labour's youthful campaign director at the party headquarters in Walworth Road, South London, and they were recently elected MPs. I have a clear recollection of when I first brought the three of us together as a team. I was looking ahead to the coming general election in 1987 and had already identified both of them as very gifted politicians. Above all, they were attuned to voters' feelings rather than simply to what our activist base wanted to hear. The role I had in mind for them was to work with me to develop campaign grenades for us to lob at the Tories when the election was called. In the coming months, we prepared our lines of attack. And when the election starting pistol was fired, I scheduled a press conference to enable them to release the first salvo.